Joel Embiid will jump it against Al Horford. Celtics in the traditional home white. They'll go left to right. Philadelphia in the road blue. Embiid and Horford on the tap, and the NBA season is underway. Embiid wins it back into the hands of Ben Simmons, and away we go. 72-79, but here comes Jaylen Brown flying through everybody. Over Joel Embiid, he slams it home.
Oh, who's your daddy? Oh.
The Boston Celtics show the world why they are the favorites in the Eastern Conference with a truly impressive opening night performance. They blow out the Sixers by 18.
Minute 22 to go in the third. Celtics by 12. Hayward, kick out. Morris steps to his left. Three in the air, and the Celtics have set a new franchise record with their 20th three of the night. And we're still in the third quarter. Celtics on the move. Tatum, offensive end. As Lowry knocked it away, but Kyrie saves it. Kyrie steps to the paint. Oh. Stop and start. Scores off the window.
Oh, somebody stop my heart, Kyrie. I need somebody to start it up again.
41 for Kyrie Irving. 17 made shots. Matches the most by a Celtic in the last 20 years. And the Knicks, second to worst defensive team in the NBA, have held the Celtics 0 for 9 for 3. Meanwhile, Burke steps 17 feet, knocks down another one, and Brad Stevens will call a timeout. And here come the boos. And in all honesty, the Celtics have had this coming for a while. Trey Burke, right-hand dribble, attacks the paint, scoops it up and in, scored in the foul.
This may be the worst half I've seen the Celtics team play.
I don't think there's any maybe about it.
You're not even close.
And the Celtics will drop back to 500 through 20 games. So many surprise teams in the NBA, which means there are some teams that have not performed up to expectations. And the Celtics are near or at the top of that list.
I spent the last 8 years trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do in terms of making my decisions and trying to validate the media, other personnel, managers, anybody in this business, and I don't owe anybody.
Has your mindset shifted, though, in regards to re-signing?
Ask me July 1st.
Jabari Parker, free throw line jumper, rims out. Bulls are 0 for 10. Rebound Marcus Smart. Shovel pass lead Mars. Left-hand dribble around Lopez. Gets to the rim. Two-hand slam. And Jim Boylan uses his second timeout before his team scores a single point. Boston 17. Chicago nothing. The Boston Celtics complete the biggest win in franchise history. They have decimated the Chicago Bulls to the tune of a 56-point win. 34 for John Wall, 33 for Kyrie. Tie game with 21 seconds to go in the overtime. Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep. Kyrie, and he got it.
Kyrie, don't go in. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack out here.
Up the right side. Kyrie for three.
No!
Got it.
Mama. Somebody took my Christmas gift. It was Kyrie Irving.
The only guy who's delivered more today had a slay to do it. 40 for Kyrie. Hayward pull up on Gibson. Three more. Celtics needed a hero tonight. And Gordon Hayward from out of the phone booth became Gordon Hayward again. 33 off the Boston bench. Carroll at the buzzer. Lobs it in where Kurucs catches it at the cup and lays it in. And what may very well have been the Celtics' worst quarter of the year comes to an end. The Brooklyn Nets score 44 points. Kyrie, crazy deep three.
Give it Kyrie. Kyrie, spit on him, brother. You spit in the well.
Kyrie.
Somebody give me a diaper, man. I just did something.
Marcus Smart has it. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Smart drives past Ben Simmons. Attacks the paint. Throws it down hard with two hands. And a season of frustration for the Boston Celtics comes off the fingertips of Marcus Smart, slammed home in Philadelphia to give Boston a four-point lead and 23.9 to go.
Oh, my. That's a two-diaper changer there. And the 76ers right now are stunned. Bedeviled. Bewitched. Bedamned.
Loose ball. Pinballed around. Rondo for the game. He got it. The ball bounces to Rajon Rondo, who hits from the left elbow, and the Los Angeles Lakers have scored a stunning buzzer-beating win in Boston. Floats it into the corner, open, Kyrie, three, got it!
Oh-wee!
A 9-0 Boston run. Curry runs over a man, offensive foul. There will be no suspense tonight.
What are you doing? You calling this?
You heard what I said. We have seen some remarkable Celtic performances on this floor the last few years. They have played Golden State better at Oracle Arena than anybody. But tonight, in what could be their final game ever at Oracle Arena, they score their biggest win here. So dominant, so impressive, so overwhelming, It's going to make people wonder if maybe it's not their final game at Oracle Arena.
Hayward, half court, 6 seconds to go. Hayward, left-hand dribble drive, gets near the cup, hangs in the air. First shot is good. 2 seconds to go.
Wow.
I'm just ready to get started, man. It's been a long time just trying to get back to this point. It's been a year in my career where, you know, I've just learned a lot about my body over the last year, getting 2 knee surgeries, getting nose surgery all in the last year. And, you know, I just have a genuine love for the game and just wanted to be back to this point.
We've been waiting for a while. Celtics will wear the road black with the green letters and numbers. They'll go left to right. Indiana will wear the home white here in game one. They win the tip back into the hands of Darren Collison. And this best of 7 Eastern Conference quarterfinal is underway. Horford moves to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down. Quick three. Got it.
Ooh, man, that's nasty. And he turned over and spoke to somebody.
Remember the time the Pacers had an 11-point lead?
Yeah.
And Tiger hadn't won the Masters in forever?
Yeah.
Those things are long gone. Celtics aren't going to win game one. They're going to run away with it. Hayward finds Al Horford looking for Tatum as a cutter. Two-hand slam. And they give the foul. But not until Jason Tatum seals game two.
Woo! Man. Toe stomping, please. Watch out, Big Donovich.
Five on the shot clock. Kyrie, right-hand dribble. Spins back to his left. Kyrie, runner, falling away. It bounces out. Rebound. Gordon Hayward punches it up in the air, and it comes right back down the middle. Offensive rebound put back for Hayward, and the Celtics lead by 8 with 94 seconds to go.
Knew it had to be somebody. Gordon Hayward had to come alive.
4 on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward, the hot hand for 3. Good night. Gordon Hayward, appropriately enough, comes home to Indiana and closes the show. Timeout, Nate McMillan. But this game, this series, and his season are over. Gordon Hayward finds the cutter. Jaylen Brown, two-hand slam, and he flushes it right into the face of Giannis.
Giannis was there. I'm not on time.
Pinballed around. Hill can't grab it. Rozier does. Floats to the head to Kyrie. Catches. Lays it in with the right hand. And the Boston Celtics have a 20-point lead with 6:38 to go. Ooh. In game one. Kyrie, push pass for Jaylen Brown. Attacks. Cross-court pass deflected by Giannis. And he'll come up with the ball. Celtics turn it over. Long arms to Giannis, creating problems defensively. Giannis galloping, Eurostep, into the paint, puts it off the glass, no good, gets his own rebound, taps it in, and the Celtics in a world of trouble now. The best of 7 Eastern Conference semifinal is now a best of 5. Middleton steps away from Hayward, tough three, got it, that's a killer. 15-point Milwaukee lead with 6:06 to go. Kyrie driving with Hill on his shoulder, loses the basketball, just fell down. Middleton coming the other way, moves it in the middle. Hill lays it up and in. 17-point game.
Wow. Talking about coming, put your foot on the throw of the opposition.
Bucks lead the series 2-1. Giannis drives, spins, big-time flush with the right hand. Scored, and the foul, and the NBA's best player playing for the NBA's best team just puts an exclamation point on the biggest playoff weekend for the Milwaukee Bucks in decades. They are 1 game away from the Eastern Conference Finals.
Giannis against Horford to Bledsoe screen, bounce pass to Bledsoe. He steps through Kyrie and misses the layup, but he gets his own rebound. Bledsoe drives under the basket. Crazy circus shot. No good. Rebound. George Hill. 2 offensive rebounds. Kick out. Whoa. Connaughton. Crazy deep three is no good. And the rebound deflected. Bledsoe throws it back into the court. Connaughton has it. Swings to Hill. Shuttles into the corner. Bledsoe misses a 3. Offensive rebound again for Mirotić. This is the sequence they're going to be playing all summer long. Giannis, diagonal pass deflected. They kick back out to Mirotić, who misses a 3. The rebound is not secured because they're calling a loose ball foul against the Celtics. Terry Rozier will dribble out the clock. It will hit triple zeros, and after 4 years of overachievement, 4 years of going farther than they should have, 4 years of tantalizing their fans about what was possible, a market correction in 2019 for the Boston Celtics, and a season uncomfortable from the start ends with a whimper tonight in Milwaukee.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.